to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Orstein. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Gosh, it's Monday, October the 28th, 7:05 in the morning, and I'm trying to reset everything that was done this weekend.
Are you adjusted?
I'm adjusted now. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. I'm here, of course, with Linda. Good morning.
Huh? Good morning. It's a great Monday morning, and of course, again, it's the, God, does time fly?
It's Halloween.
Well, Halloween is Thursday night. Oh, let's talk about Wednesday night. I know we're going to be talking about events over the weekend and what's happening this week because they're stacked up.
We're also going to be talking Benghazi, the Obamacare, and how people at a certain age really love their jobs.
Yes, we will. It's currently 48 degrees if you're just tuning in. Good morning on this Monday. If you're thinking about, okay, how do I dress? There's a 20% chance of showers. With temperatures around 63 of highs today, look at the temperatures this week. Sunny with Tuesday around 60. Then we go up to 67 on Wednesday, and that is our forecast for the day. Slight chance of showers, temperatures around 63, currently 48, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call. It's 365-3793. Good Monday morning, and let's go to our Market Minute here with our Wells Fargo advisor expert, Josh Wiley. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Markets are mixed this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 15 points at 15,554, while the NASDAQ's down 2 at 3,940, and the S&P is up a fraction of a point at 1,759. Oil's even at $97.85 per barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.6%. Gold's down $1.70 at $1,350, while silver's down 11 cents at $22.53 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Merck's down $1.14 at $45.45. IBM's up 26 cents at $177.08, and Facebook is down $1.10 at $50.81. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute every Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because, you know, in today's atmosphere and today of what's going on with our economy, with things that are happening in the world, things change quickly. And you need people that are on the spot and people that are following us every day. And our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors do that. And later on, starting this month, in this coming month of November, you're going to get to know them a little bit better. Put some substance behind those voices there so you'll know who you're dealing with. 7:09 in the morning. I think it's about time to take a
break. But when
take
you come
a quick
back,
break.
I know you have, lots of ranting. You have,
I like to think of it as sharing. I like to think of sharing things here. But you're right. A lot's happened, plus a lot happened this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Redding Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now get unlimited talk, text, and internet from bestcellservice.us for only $49 per month. If you act right now, you can get an extra $10 off your first 2 months. There's no contract, no setup fees. You can even keep your current phone and number. Plus, learn how you can get your cell service for free. Again, that's unlimited talk, text, and internet cell phone service for only $49 per month. So visit us online now at bestcellservice.us.
That's a fantasy of mine. I want to sing backup for this man.
Who? Bob Seger?
Yeah.
In the Silver Bullet Band?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a backup.
You know what my fantasy is?
Be a backup singer.
Want to know what my fantasy is? Is to get the spot out so we can get going. Here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
Let me make that happen for you.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, our friends down there have discounts for veterans, of course, and the they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Walk next door and Espresso Joe's. They have it all. They have every bit of coffee. It's going to be cold. When it's cold, you need that hot coffee, those lattes, and of course the pumpkin flavored latte. Dial down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, this weekend you sang at an event on Saturday.
Oh yeah, so let's cover up a little bit of cover. Let's discuss what happened over the weekend. You taught your master pistol class, and I went to the dedication of the flag of in front of the library, and they also did a dedication of the plaque. For a very important group of...
Yeah, the 132nd Bridge Company that was had deployed to Afghanistan, our National Guard unit. They were there. Their representatives were there. It's a big thing. You know, it took years to get that flagpole up and the flag. And it's funny because the city refused to do it. And even though it's, you know, it's the county library and all this, but when it was brought up to the city, it was voted down. They didn't want to spend the $6,000 for that.
Don't you think refused is a hard word?
No, because when you say no, that means refusal. They, you know, people offered, oh, we'll help you raise the money for it. I don't know how much they did. They probably did a lot. I know Missy and Francie offered that, but they did vote to turn it, you know, turn down the flag. But the flagpole was put up with donations and the people did it. So I think it frankly, really it means more. The people thought enough to put up the flag.
Okay, so there was the dedication of the flag.
You know, Friday, we didn't really get a chance to talk about Friday.
Okay, let me go back at the dedication of the flag and the pole. You know, and there were some names engraved in the bottom of the pole with the plaque. I want to do a shout out to Pauline Arellano and families honoring our troops who did put the plaque up. There were wonderful speakers. Of course, Maurice was out there, and I had the great honor of singing the national anthem. I always get choked up. I never know what's going to come out. It's just a very spiritual moment for me. You know, it's like anything else. How do I feel today? And, you know, did I get enough sleep? And, you know, the weather, all that stuff really does affect what comes out of the vocal cords. So I really, always pray about it and then say, I just want to be a vessel. And it's a beautiful thing when I'm asked to do it. It's like, of course, how could I not, you know, sing of thee I sing. How could I not sing to the American flag and of the American flag and praise of the American flag? And I love the feeling of the patriotism of the national anthem, the posting of the colors, the feeling of being part of this body of appreciation. So it's my honor.
Well, you know, and it is. And again, it's a group of individuals, private individuals who've done all this thing. And Christine, Pauline Arellano and all of her friends and the people that did this are just outstanding. On Friday for the dedication and the opening, the grand opening of the Veterans Home was just outstanding. The part that probably, you know, you see pictures, you know, of course, Senator, Maurice Johannesson was the guest speaker, was the, you know, primary speaker. And he just did, of course, just a fabulous job telling the story about this and including the people that really helped him, including his point man, John Kleckner. But the one that really got the people stirred was Major James Taylor, Medal of Honor recipient, who stood up and said this was a travesty that it hadn't been done before, that the way the veterans are being treated in California isn't correct. He said we've got 38,000 more coming this year. He said there's thousands and thousands and thousands of veterans coming back, and what's being done to help them? Unemployment's going up. It's hundreds of thousands of cases are not being seen. Some of them for years. Some of them for years. 6 years. And he challenged the head or the director of the Veterans Administration for California to do something about this. This, of course, being the same man that when they delayed the opening of the Veterans Home for a year or another year after we'd gone down there and they'd said that we had the funds and then pulled the funds 2 weeks later, wrote the letter and told us to suck it up. We're veterans. We should suck it up. But what Taylor was saying was this, is that you expect the highest work ethic and the highest sacrifice from your veterans, then you must be prepared when they come back to take care of them if they've been injured. I'm not talking about the healthy ones that come back and, you know, they're ready to get back in the workforce if they can get into the workforce because, as I just said, unemployment for veterans is really high. But those who've come back injured, they shouldn't have to wait for years to get their cases through the Veterans Administration when they're paying bonuses to these jerks. And then you find, and you're going to hear in the next couple of weeks some really sad stories coming out of not just here but other places throughout this country about the malfeasance and the general lack of caring in the directors in some of these hospitals and in some of these areas, not here in Reading. These are higher up the chain. People that are there to make decisions to help veterans have used the terms deny and delay, deny until they die. Now, this is unacceptable. And I think that's what Major Taylor, Medal of Honor recipient, was saying. He didn't say all those words, but that's what he was saying. If you're going to have armed forces fight for this country, you need to be able to take care of them. And I can't help but agree 1,000% on that. We have so many veterans up here in the North State and there's so many things that the people up here do for our veterans and our veterans do for each other. But for an overall culture in the United States, it's nothing like you have up here in the North State. Ignoring, pushing away, taking their money, not doing the job, this kind of things. Anyway. But going back to the central focus of the veterans home, outstanding. It was done. It was done through the hard work of so many people.
19 years done.
Yeah, it took, 19 years to do this. When we finally got the money, they were, it was built. It is absolutely beautiful.
And thank you to Tomlinson family and Mike Warren who got the ball rolling. Have to give thanks where they are.
Yeah.
To get the ball rolling 19 years ago. And the Tomlinsons gave the property. So let's start with that day. Again, it was a spectacular event. Our veterans home is open. They have four beds. So they're still taking applications. 170 rooms or 170 beds.
155 rooms. They've got four people in already. And, over 150 applicants. And by the way, applicants don't have to be right here from Northern California. In fact, there are some people who are trying to transfer from other places in the state that are in a veterans home up here. So they have a committee that looks at every one of these. But if you haven't had a chance, head on out to Knighton Road. They'll be more than happy to set up a time for you to take a look through this and see what tax money can do, both federal and state. This is the way to do it.
Okay, what are we going to talk about next segment?
I think we're going to talk about next segment about how about the labor force and the labor unions, what's happening to them under Obamacare. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Redding. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good Monday morning. It is 724 here at the station, KCNR 1460 and all over, wherever you go, currently 48 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. You know, we drive a Ford, and the department is second to none. They take pride in treating their people right. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership, give them a call at 223-2177. Crown Motors.
You know, the GOP keeps saying is that, hey, we don't want tax raises. We don't want tax raises. Well, this one, they're not opposing. They're not opposing a tax. It appears under the Obamacare that every person that is covered by Obamacare, that employers, insurance companies, and other health plan sponsors are going to have to pay $63 a person. And they have asked, the Democrats say, let's just move that back a year. And the GOP says, no, it's the law. You know, it's, you know, $63 per person has to be paid by somebody. So when they want to, let's just delay that for big business. Yet the individual mandate is still going on. I mean, if you can actually get in there, it's still, the rollout is still not rolling. Bad Bob, you're going to have to jump in here a little spot here. When I say, you know, they're still getting the things when people go online. It says, you know, it's down, come back later. A Democratic senator is calling for a year delay at this point. Somewhat what the Republicans were saying during the shutdown of the government here, earlier this month, which was a failure. He's calling for a year delay. And lots of people are calling for the head of the Health and Human Services Department to resign.
Ms. Sebelius.
Ms. Sebelius. She's probably safe. And you know why? Because, as you can tell and as you saw in Fast and Furious, the IRS scandals, the NSA scandals, what else? How many of them were there? IRS, Fast and Furious, NSA, anything that, Benghazi, that they're going to fire a couple of mid-level people, but the ones in charge are safe.
The buck stops with some flunky.
The buck stops down there someplace, but it's still not fixed. Now, the point is that's just another bit of, I mean, that's just more money that's pouring out there. And from what I understand, and we're going to have a little bit more on that this week, is the amount of money that California is going to have to pay under this plan, it seems to be pretty big. So we're going to talk about that. You know, and people go, well, you know what, so what if it doesn't roll out right? You can always delay that. The proof is in the plan. Not the rollout, but what scares me, or not scares me, but gives me some trepidation is, if you can't roll the plan out, how do you make sure the plan is right? Mm-hmm. And once you get into it, they're coming out now saying is that there's some severe questions about the hackability of this. How secure is the information? Bob?
There are some questions because of the number of hands that this data, this very personal data, has to pass through. And at any point along there, think about the value of having all this information and the temptation to sell it to whoever. And it's only going to take one major breach to clean out a lot of personal information on pretty much everybody. Now, admittedly, the NSA already has it, but and it's hard to tell the difference between them and the criminal element, but, it's a wide open field.
Well, you know, when you start talking about getting into things, you got to look also at Benghazi. 60 Minutes on their show last night confirmed that Sunday that the Obama administration knew about the threat to Benghazi months before it occurred. They'd been warned several times, and that the story about the YouTube video that they were pimping out there was not true. They've got that. Well, the question is why did 60 Minutes then go along with what the president was saying if they knew that wasn't true? They went along with the major news media that was saying, this was this video. They didn't know about it, and there wasn't any warnings, when indeed they knew it was warnings. It's like 60 Minutes is trying to atone for its sins. Well, it's too late. There were Benghazi whistleblowers that were pressured by Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, not to testify. They not only warned of attacks, but that Libyan guards were unreliable, and in fact, they all ran away when Al-Qaeda came, and it was Al-Qaeda. You have to ask yourself, too, is where'd they get the weapons? Or even do you want to even open that can of worms up.
Well, let's just open our eyes, because weapons, black market, hello. It's all attainable. It always will be attainable. And be shipped, buried, flown. It's the way it is.
Yeah, but then you have to, but if you track it back to where it came from, that would be the really interesting to me. Did we somehow give those weapons to Al-Qaeda because we were fighting against, you know, in Libya, you know, against Gaddafi? So they were using our own weapons to kill our own ambassador? You know, this is not one of those conspiracy theory type things. This is just a matter of fact. All of these are matters of fact. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And speaking of other things that are kind of terrifying this week of Halloween, and Benghazi and Obamacare terrifies me. In fact, if you showed up at my door on Thursday, and you were just you look like a huge book, you know, with a little thing on your head, and said, "I'm Obamacare. I'd give you all the candy we had." We'll be right back with War of the Worlds.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save your bundle when you combine Dish Net high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home, plus extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo.
Lou Reed, rock and roll legend, goes to the wild side. Take a walk on the other side. Take a walk on the wild side, Lou, as we go. You know, the Velvet Underground, you've heard about the Velvet Underground. This man was the creator. What a wonderful artist. The granddaddy of punk rock, man. He was the, you know, the king of avant-garde, no experimental theater. He loved to embrace art, literature, and film, to William Burroughs and Kurt Weill, to John Cage and Andy Warhol, Reed's early patron. So you can just see that whole thing happening. He began the whole new wave and alternative rock movements of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. His songs were covered by R.E.M., Nirvana, Patti Smith, and countless others. And, of course, we know his trademark there was monotone of surprising emotional range and power, slashing and grinding guitar. He had one top 20 hit, which is what you just heard, Walk on the Wild Side. Our hats off, and we take a bow to Lou Reed, who passes this great world of ours at 71.
He's probably walking on the wild side right now.
Yes, he is.
Hey. Going back for a second before we introduce our guest here, whom is the world-famous
John Walsh, theatrical
personage here, is I was just thinking that, you know, when you see people out on the street and they're, you know, and they're begging, you know, they have signs. If one had a sign that said, have to pay for Obamacare, I think I'd give them money. Have to pay for my Obamacare insurance policy. And he's just sitting there. But that sign, have to pay for my Obamacare insurance policy, I'd give them money. All right? Okay, call me silly. John Walsh.
Listen, along that line, I just found out my brother-in-law,
yeah,
retired from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
They have quadrupled
his
retirement.
I mean, quadrupled his retirement or his
fee for his medical service.
And he'd retired for years.
Right.
Been retired. Right. Okay, I'm getting my medical from AT&T, which is, you know, is a pretty solid company.
That's right.
And they just quadrupled what he's having to pay for medical.
He's not the only one. He's talked to some other retirees too, so.
Wow.
It's not working the way it was supposed to.
And hitting people who, you know, could be of, like I said, a Democratic, you know, they follow the Democratic party lines. And at this point, it's not about what party line you're on. It's about the fact that whatever's going on right now affects you, whether whatever you voted for, it's affecting your life. And I think what we are seeing for people our age is that people are worried about what is the future for their grandchildren.
True. And, you know, I worked in IT for 25 years down in L.A., actually for Anthem. No, I shouldn't say who. For a major health insurance company. and I know that coding, when you write code for something brand new like that, and especially when you're dealing with the CMS, it's difficult. It's difficult to coordinate all those elements. But I have to admit, I think they had time.
They had three years to do this.
Fully test and vet the whole thing.
Well, that's the whole thing, John, is, you know, cause I put together a system while I was in the Marine Corps, working at the Marine Corps warfighting lab. We were doing an experimental, on fighting the war in the future using technology and pushing data all over the battlefield from the general down to the private on the field. And we wrote all types of programs for this. And there's one thing, and I am not an IT expert, but one of the things I did learn right away is when you set up your plans is the testing plans, make them prove it. And just because it works on a bench has nothing to do with reality out in the field. And a patch can take you a million years.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just a patch is scary when you hear that.
Yeah.
So the fact is that it's so bad. I mean, if it was just like partially bad. But it seems like the whole thing is a failure. And that's, and maybe there's parts that work. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anybody that said, well, okay, yeah, okay, this may be wrong, but hey, this back end part works. But we don't know. I don't know if we ever will. I think they're gonna eventually have to put this off for months and months and months and months, which is, they don't care. I mean, when it gets right down to it, they don't care. Because, okay, we'll just delay it 6 months. It's still being implemented, and the cost and the prices are still going to be that way. And your brother, who had a retirement plan, figured out that, hey, okay, this is how much money I make, this is what I can spend, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden he gets his health care quadrupled. That's kind of an impact on him.
Kind of, yeah.
Anyway,
well,
that's not what we're here for.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit here. Ooh. And on Wednesday evening, live here at KCNR, we are bringing you a spectacular live reading of War of the Worlds, and John Welsh is one of the actors. Which role do you play again, John? Tell our listeners.
Actually, I've got three major roles. I'm the on the spot reporter at the beginning of the piece. I play a bomber pilot, and then the final piece is only identified as the stranger. He's rather the, he might be just off a little bit and maybe going to take advantage of this alien invasion, and maybe he can create his own country and rule the world and so on.
Well, it's a fascinating piece, and Carl and I are involved as well. We are playing the announcers. And,
fancy that.
And, yeah, so we, and so we've had a chance to get into the H.G. Wells in the script that Orson Welles brought to, was it
1938,
75 years ago now.
That's
and right. That's a lot of why we're bringing it. It's a birthday. It's a very important date. It's funny because I brought this up the other day to somebody who's also in media, and they said, oh, and they started talking about how five different incidences that were different years that were other readings in other places, people were believing it. So we're letting you know that in your mind, let it transport you, but don't come here and try to burn down the building or do something crazy like, you know, everything's ending and go out on the street and
get
crazy.
There was a seminar that was done either University of Michigan or Minnesota, and I had a DVD from it or a CD from it, and they talked about how effective it was and why it was effective 75 years ago. But they also talked about two incidents more recently, even one up into the 70s, I think in Buffalo, New York. Most tragically, there was an incident down in South America. And people did take to the streets, and there were assassinations.
Yeah, panic. Well, we watched actually War of the World yesterday, the movie with Tom Cruise, and saw some of the similarities along with the storyline. And then there's another recent movie about what would happen in how many hours if
they did a documentary on what happens if the United States loses power, electricity, for 2 weeks. And the breakdown of society. But hey, we got to take a quick break. John Welsh is our guest, who is one of the main actors in the War of the Worlds, which is going to go live on Wednesday right here on KCNR,
October 30th,
and we're going to. It's going to be absolutely faithful to the original broadcast. We have the original broadcast script and even the sound effects. So we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
is a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with a theme, a star-spangled event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino, beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, that wasn't Obamacare. That was War of the Worlds we're talking about. That's right. That was Richard Burton. On the in the opening lines of it.
You wonder why Elizabeth Taylor married him twice. Yeah, that's hot.
That was not from the 39 broadcast. That was from a recreation done during the 1970s in a musical format.
We
that
would
was
know
awesome.
His eyes with the lights out.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Street Granite and More. Mike Huber and his crew over there, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike is the one that did our house, did the kitchen in our house, and we are so pleased at his work and the true artistry that he uses. Give him a call, 241-7866, 241-7866, or check out his website, estategranite.com.
John Welsh is our guest this morning, and he is one of the major actors in War of the Worlds, where we are bringing that live to 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening.
Right here on KCNR.
That's right, KCNR. And also Bob Kerlock will be playing the voice of Orson Welles.
Wade Riggs is the director, he got the rights to the script. And
sound effects and everything. This is going to be a live 1 hour just as...
Wasn't that fun? Wasn't it fun, the rehearsal? Listening to all those sound effects.
Absolutely.
The music that sets the tone and everything.
The sound of the... Well, you know, we were watching it last night on TV. It was like the anniversary of Halloween. The movie, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
And they showed it to people, and this one big reviewer watched it and said, this isn't scary at all. Carpenter then went back and he added the musical score, which is essentially a pretty simple, the sounds of Halloween and Michael.
Dun, dun,
Michael Myers.
Dun,
Michael
dun,
Myers.
Dun,
dun, yeah. He goes, ding, and when he sent it back to the woman, see if you can find that over there, Bob. When he sent it back to the reviewer, she watched, she said, you terrified me.
Oh my.
And in fact, Halloween got terrible reviews except twice. The first one was a guy out of the Village Voice who gave it a good review, and that started it. And then Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars and said it could be as good as Psycho. And then, and the rest of its history.
We're getting way away from War of the Worlds, but another example of that, if you look back, was High Noon.
Yes.
High Noon was just another run-of-the-mill Western. Revenge kind of thing, or against 20 kind of thing, until they added that, do not forsake me, oh my darling. And that just added that air to it
and
elevated it.
And they had they had to really cut back on it because they were playing in that movie, Don't Forsake Me, every time they got a chance in the movie Halloween. And we're talking about sound effects and music, how effective it could be. Is he used it. And when you heard the music, you knew something was going to happen. And that is what, so when we're talking about that, how effective music and sound effects are, and that's what for War of the Worlds on radio, it had to be, it was so effective. I mean, you had to be able to hear the top of the, you had to hear the, spaceship unscrewing or opening, I should say.
That's right.
And you had to hear the sound of the press room behind when the news people are making announcements.
And
hey,
the planes
this is
and
going
the bombs.
On. Yeah,
and
all this. And it has to be just so perfectly matched. And I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Oh, we have a producer just for the sound effects.
That's right. That's right. Ashley Essis is going to handle all of that. She does a great job.
She does. Well, you know what I know, what I feel or what we have felt and witnessed in being part of this body of work is the dedication and the commitment. Now we know, John, that you are an actor and you are in, have been in several productions, very highly respected. In fact, I think you just won the award in the last couple of years or something
for 2 years ago, for All My Sons.
For
Arthur
yes.
Miller's All My Sons.
Thank you. And thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, Bob Korolec's no slouch.
Oh, Bob.
Bob is a mainstay here. His performance in Tevye last spring in Fiddler on the Roof is just unmatched.
We had a great time because, you know, we share space with KLXR's next door. And Bob, it was fun to hear him say, I've never sung with a live orchestra. And that boy, I said, boy, that's a whole other ball game, isn't it? Because you have your timing and the whole thing. But, yeah, absolutely wonderful. War of the Worlds, what we're talking about Wednesday night. You need to tune in at 8 p.m. because you're going to hear the live version of it. We'll all be in the studio. It is an absolute replication of what happened to me 5 years ago.
Cast of thousands. Okay, a cast of 10.
We're going to take a break here. Before we take a break, we're going to do a little bit of that soundtrack when we were talking about Halloween and how important soundtracks and music are when it comes to bodies of work in film and also in theater.
Grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Shasta County's most anticipated soup extravaganza is right around the corner, and our seniors need your help to keep them safe and warm this winter. The 12th annual Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen will take place on Wednesday, October 30th from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Bring your friends and family and enjoy unlimited gourmet soups, fabulous raffle prizes, and live entertainment by the Enterprise High School Band, all for a good cause. Tickets are just $12 and are available at the door. For more information, find Power to Seniors on Facebook. And we'll see you October 30th at the Soup Kitchen at the Veterans Hall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning, October the 28th. It is about 7:55 in the morning. It's 48 degrees. It's not going to get hot today. It's going to be like 63 degrees today. We may have a possibility of rain.
When you said October 28th, you heard me go, I don't believe it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there, with an in-store deli, natural foods, raw milk, you name it, they've got it. They have the Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, probably in the whole North State, and they are the North State's nutrition experts. I can't say enough about them, how friendly they are and how knowledgeable they are. And Vicky, who has started a gluten-free line called called Amazing Foods for Life is just outstanding. And you need to find out more. And we're going to have Vicky in to talk about that, especially as we get closer to Thanksgiving, because that's when she decided to launch the line here. So people can eat great, but eat healthy and not have an impact on their health. Give them a call at 244-9141 at Orchard Nutrition, or stop by 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. So our guest, John Welsh, and we're talking War of the Worlds, which is going to be the 75th anniversary of War of the Worlds. Wade Riggs has gotten the rights, has obtained the rights for this radio program, the exact same one that Orson Welles used to terrify America 75 years ago. We're going to use the same, exactly the same lines, and then we've got a lot of the same sound effects. John Welsh, who is one of the main characters in this, and plays an outstanding part in the theater, is here with us. John, harder, easier, radio?
Live theater?
I love live theater. I cut my teeth on live stage, and going to radio, there's a certain freedom when all you have is a microphone. Now, you're still reacting with another actor or actors, but there's a certain freedom there. And your focus, you can focus your energy and your acting into the voice and to for delivering that gravitas if it's necessary, or the comedy if you like. I'm discovering the differences in all the acting mediums. I've done a couple of films up here. There's a local filmmaker that I've worked with, and that's another ball game entirely. You know, you can bring your talent, bring your acting, but with film,
you have to scale down.
Yeah, you do. You scale down, and it's the director's project. It's all on him. But with the stage and the radio, you've got that freedom in radio to really explore the voice potential.
Well, when we read the script, you could see the brilliance in the writing of the script. Now, this Wednesday night, live, right here, mark your dials, you're gonna hear it.
8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460, the reenactment of the exact, with actors, local actors here, for War of the Worlds, and also KLXR will be doing it as well. And Bob Kerlock will be here, and we have some wonderful actors. We're going to be the announcers in it, which means that we're part of the script as well.
Which has the only non-actor in the whole group is me. And I thought announcement meant, join us.
Yeah,
the Orson Welles Theater,
exactly.
A group of theater. And I said, no, you can't say theater.
No, don't say
you gotta say theater.
Yeah, you say theater. And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Southern boy. Theater.
Let's just keep arguing about this one all the way through Wednesday, because I'll say any way I want.
Okay, here's something.
Because once this train starts, we don't stop.
Let's talk about something wonderful. They've just cast Wizard of Oz. We know that's gonna be the big musical next year. And our very own John Welsh here going to play the wizard.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm just excited as can be about that. Is that going to be a production?
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. And Jana Laird is going to play Dorothy.
Yes.
And just looking forward to hearing other cast members. Quickly, I just read in the paper that today they're doing Wizard of Oz in 3D. At the cinemas, up at, which ones are they? Oh my God.
The one on 14, the one up on, the new ones?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I'll look at that again. It was in the paper. So I was, of course, I was looking at that thinking, thank you, John Welsh.
Oh, thanks a lot, John. Pleasure. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Heidi Hall, who is running against Congressman Doug LaMalfa for his seat in this upcoming election. And we're going to talk about who Heidi is. And let's get to know her a lot better. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Members of the House and Senate are set to begin talks on the $500 billion farm bill this week, and a failure to reach an agreement by the end of the year could hit you in the pocketbook, as Wally Hines explains.
The biggest stumbling block may be food stamps. The House is calling for $4 billion in cuts, as well as changes to eligibility and work requirements. The Senate supports about one-tenth that. Lest you think this is mainly an urban versus rural issue, consider that a failure to extend farm subsidies beyond the end of the year could send milk prices skyrocketing. Talks begin this week, but so far little sign of progress. One thing's for certain, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says no extension of the existing bill like the one approved last year. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, Dick Cheney says Republicans need to take a look at a new generation of leaders if the party is to succeed into the future.
I'm not going to predict at this point or endorse anybody. We've got a long way to go to the next presidential election, but we've been there before. It's not the first time we've had to go down this road.
Cheney appearing on ABC's This Week. He did predict that his own daughter, Liz Cheney, would win her Senate primary challenge against Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming next year. The American Academy of Pediatrics has some new advice that many kids will find hard to swallow. It wants to limit tweeting, texting, and other social media. Dr. Victor Strasburger says the American Academy of Pediatrics is issuing a number of recommendations for parents to take a closer look at.
How much screen time does your child spend? The Academy recommends less than an hour or two a day. And is there a TV set or internet connection in your child's bedroom? If there is, get it out of there.
The doctor's new policy says unrestricted media use can have serious consequences. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Being harassed or bullied online is something more young people say they won't stand for.
A new poll says that a growing number of teens and young adults are aware of things like cyberbullying or other forms of digital abuse, and more are willing to reach out to family members if it becomes a problem. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and MTV found cases of online abuse are still around, but are starting to decline. The findings come a week after two Florida girls, ages 12 and 14, were arrested on felony charges for allegedly bullying online a 12-year-old girl who later jumped to her death.
That's SRN's Gordon Griffin reporting. Driving rains and high winds are lashing Britain. Officials say a 14-year-old boy is feared dead after being swept out to sea while playing in the surf. Coast Guard Section Manager Graham Easton told Britain Sky News that with all the rough weather, the search has been hard.
We've had some quite horrendous conditions to search.
In the meantime, authorities are urging people to stay clear of the seashore until the storm dubbed St. Jude subsides. This is SRN News. Toyota's global sales for the first 9 months of the year reached 7.41 million vehicles.
While the figure is little changed from the previous year, Toyota is still outpacing General Motors to keep its lead as the world's top-selling automaker. Earlier this month, GM said its global sales for January through September totaled 7.25 million vehicles. That's up 4.6% from a year earlier. Toyota's vehicle sales for the first 3 quarters edged up 0.1%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Authorities investigating a North Carolina State Fair ride that injured 5 people have concluded somebody tampered with it. Joyce Fitzpatrick is a spokeswoman for the ride's owners and says the company does have a solid safety record.
It has never before experienced an incident with any of its rides like this one.
3 people remain in a Raleigh hospital 3 days after the vortex ride suddenly jolted into gear as people were getting off. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Gosh, October the 28th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. You know, I just can't believe, October the 28th.
It's weird.
What, let's just start off the morning
week
with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our market update. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 25 points at 15,545, while the NASDAQ's down 13 at 3,929, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,761. Oil's down 76 cents at $98.62 a barrel, while the 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.5%. Gold's up $6.63 at $1,358, while silver's up 7 pennies at $22.57 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Bank of America's up a penny at $14.27, Pfizer's up 7 cents at $30.68, and Alcoa is up a quarter at $9.51. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905, right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561, because they keep their mind on business. This is what they focus on. This is what they do. You don't have a chance to always see what's going on Wall Street. They do. Give them a call. 530-243-7561. Hey, hon.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have slight chance of showers today with temperature around 63. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 42. And, of course, our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas, a propane, where our customers are our warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Again, it's 50 degrees in the downtown studios.
You know, when it's, when 6 million people can't be wrong, I don't think, when they have sleep number beds, like sleep number, my sleep number is, last night was 35. What about you, hon?
I was 40.
40. And, you know, the thing about it, about sleep number and the way that you can pick your own firm side or even a softer side of your mattress is due, of course, to their dual air technology. So if you need, if I need just a little bit easier night than Alinda, then that way I can just dial that one in. And I know that it works.
And we change it up because sometimes it's 55 and sometimes it's 40. Anyway, our friends ask us, how's your new sleep number? And we are enjoying it greatly. We just love it.
Head on down to our sleep number store right down here in the Target Shopping Center. And I'll tell you why. Is they're having queen mattresses are starting at $699 right now. And you can take advantage of their 36-month financing on their newest innovations at the sleep number store. Again, in the Target Shopping Center, go on in and ask them. Find out what your sleep number is. You're going to like it. I tell you what, made in the United States, guaranteed. You can't do better than this with your sleep number bed. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I know you guys are really busy this morning, so I'm going to make this quick. With the Reading Tea Party tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneville Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, it's actually going to be a pretty busy meeting. We're going to have Ken White. He's the regional outreach manager for One Safe Place in Shasta County. He will be doing a PowerPoint presentation on the various charitable outlets in our area. Councilman Gary Cadd will give us an update on the state of the city. And Andrew Meredith, who is one of the leaders of the union, the local unions in the area, will be giving us an update on the unions and Turtle Bay. We will also be talking about the state of Jefferson, Common Core, REU, and survival and preparedness.
My goodness.
Busy night.
We're gonna have Jake on Thursday for talking about preparedness, but it sounds like a big night tonight. It all starts at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, on the phones with us is, Heidi Hall. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. How are you? Is this Carl?
Hey, yeah, this is Carl and Linda's with me.
Good morning, Heidi. Glad to have you
good
with
morning,
us.
Good morning, Linda.
You know,
nice to be with you.
Well, you know, this is our first, you know, this is how we start off our morning, but we have Heidi Hall with us, who is Democrat congressional candidate. We're running against Doug LaMalfa here in the upcoming election, and we wanted to, introduce her to the people out here in, Shasta County in the North State, and also find out what she believes and what she wants to do and what she wants to bring to the table. So we're really happy you're here, Heidi.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be asked to be on.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out who Heidi Hall is. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
With Northern Lights Energy, my wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy, for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning, our guest, Heidi Hall, for U.S. Congress. And on your website, social progressive, fiscal moderate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Heidi, share with our listeners a little bit about yourself. And let's begin with, if you don't mind, telling us, you know, where you reside, a little bit about your history so we can get a feeling of who Heidi is before she,
yeah.
before Heidi, you decided to run for the seat.
Sure. I live in Grass Valley right now, which is at the southern end of the district. And as your folks probably know, the district is huge. It's 11 counties, all of northeastern California. I grew up in the Bay Area, and I've been a student of politics and policy most of my life. I have a pretty good education in politics, and I've followed it most of my life as I was raising my kids. And working. I've worked in public service for, 30 years now. My two kids are grown. One of them was in the Army for a couple of years, and the younger one has just started in community college. And I moved up to Grass Valley about 7 years ago. I spent my summers and weekends up there as a kid, and it was a great opportunity to move up there about 7 years ago. And got involved in the community almost immediately when I got up there. It's a beautiful region up here, and I love it.
If you, when you got up here, what got you into saying, okay, I need to get into politics?
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I just think I'm fascinated by how it works. And because I've studied it, I'm a huge fan of our system, this democracy that we have in America with a three branches of government, and how it's worked in the past and how it's stayed together all these years, I find incredibly wonderful and fascinating. And I'm a fan of our system of government. And as I've watched what's been going on the last few years especially, I've been really discouraged about how it's being used and misused and really subverted. And really my biggest upset is with Congress, the fact that it's been seems unable to do anything but obstruct any action and not pass legislation that would be helpful to folks like us in the rural areas. And I decided it was time to jump in myself, especially, you know, when I look at the representation we've had for many years, which has been pretty no action. And I'm, you know, I'm not happy with the representation we have right now, too. So I thought I'd throw my hat in the ring.
Well, so would you say then, when you say that what Congress and the Senate is and all this, is this just an all a Republican thing? Is Republicans doing all this, and there's that the Democrats are kind of floating above the fray?
Well, no, that's a good question. I would say there's, you know, both parties, especially since money has become such a big part of how things get done in both houses. It's been more difficult to be the more kind of a democracy that we were intended to be. We've got money pulling people in all kinds of directions. So I say both parties have to be more careful with that. Right now though, what I'm upset with are neither the Democrats nor the moderate Republicans. I'm upset with the folks on the extreme ends of things who are shutting stuff down, who are, you know, claiming that they believe in this system, but then rejecting all the processes that have been set up and have been working for over 200 years to get things done.
So you believe then that, do you believe that President Obama met them halfway, the Republicans or the quote conservatives from the Congress?
Well, I think that he's met them halfway on some things, in particular the budget. So the budget that we're fighting over right now is pretty close to the Ryan budget. That's the one that Paul Ryan put forward, and it was closer to what the Republicans wanted than what the Democrats wanted. So he negotiated that far. The other issue, though, is not so much whether he could negotiate more or not, which he probably can, but how the process was used to stop everything, you know, with the debt limit coming up and with the budget negotiations. The Senate had sent 21 requests to Congress to have a committee set up so they could negotiate the budget, and Congress rejected it all the way up until the last minute. So it's not so much that that I'm upset with them not working on a compromise. It's using the system poorly. It's destroying the system by having a minority of a minority insist on having their way, despite what the majority wants.
When you said raising the debt limit there, the debt ceiling, do you believe that you should continue to raising the debt ceiling as the Democratic leadership wants to do, even though when Senator Obama was there, he said they should vote against that?
Yeah, he switched on that, didn't he?
Oh, it's amazing what happens once they're sitting in that big chair, huh?
It is. I think there's a lot of interesting things that happen when power ends up being put in one person rather than having to work closer with your colleagues. I think the deficit is an ongoing problem. Absolutely, it's something we need to be dealing with. Right now, it's actually come down quite a bit, and so it's not a crisis. And I'm sure you know, and your listeners know that the debt limit has been increased multiple times under both Republican and Democratic presidents. So this isn't a crisis. This isn't that we have to do it now under Obama, given the number that it's at. I do think we need to deal with it in a long-term fashion.
But the debt has increased under the Democratic leadership. I mean, it's like more than doubled. I mean, isn't there a point when we say, hey, why don't we just stop spending?
Let's get that right first. When President Obama came in, it had increased dramatically from the wars that we got into under President Bush.
Not disagreeing about that a bit, first of all.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't happy about either. And it has come down, actually, since then. It's almost come down.
It's come down because of sequestration. Isn't that true, though?
Yes, because of all the austerity measures that we've got, in part because of sequestration, because we've reduced the military spending.
Because of sequestration.
Yeah, well, the sequestration, so let's talk about that, because I agree that we need to reduce spending, but not with a meat axe, which is what happened with sequestration. And the idea really was, on both parties, that it would be so harmful that they would be forced to come to some agreement, and that didn't work. And, you know, that's just another way our system isn't working.
Well, again, and we got to take a quick break here. So the point is that, I mean, what is that we have two parties that at one time used to talk to each other.
Right.
And now don't.
Right. I would agree with that.
Okay, Heidi. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot of people in the chat room here that have asked questions concerning water and federal lands, which, of course, you know, is huge up here, is the water question. And,
right.
And we want to talk, I know that immigration is another big question because it's getting ready to be pushed. And then Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, and get your thoughts about all of these.
All righty.
Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest is Heidi Hall. She's a congressional candidate for the 1st Congressional District here in the North State. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now get unlimited talk, text, and internet from bestcellservice.us for only $49 per month. If you act right now, you can get an extra $10 off your first 2 months. There's no contract, no setup fees. You can even keep your current phone and number. Plus, learn how you can get your cell service for free. Again, that's unlimited talk, text, and internet cell phone service for only $49 per month. So visit us online now at bestcellservice.us.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Can't say enough about it. Now's the time to make sure those heaters are working. It's going to be getting a lot colder. Call Martin and his crew. Give them a call, 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their site at homecomfort.org.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 8:25 in the morning. And our special guest today,
Heidi Hall, who is running for Congress and for the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Heidi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Heidi, one of the questions that's come in from our chat room, we have a lot of people in our chat room here, is private property and water rights. It's a big thing out here that the, you know, if the state and the feds are leaning in on the on people's private property and their adjudicated water rights. Has anybody else talked to you about this?
Yeah, I wonder what the exact question is, though, because there's a million issues when it comes to water, and I'm very interested and concerned about water issues up there. Were they more specific?
Yes, the expansion of
the expansion of water authority, federal control, and how that would extend to virtually all the lands. The expansion of water authority and federal control was the question. Does it need to be more? Does it need to be more specific than that? If that's, they can write some more then.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I don't know that I can speak specifically without more details on that, but I can talk about the water issues in general. I know that, you know, our district supplies 60% of the water to the state. And we get back only about 1% of the money that's being spent on moving that water around and providing, making sure there's a supply and storage. And I really want to make sure that we're getting represented, our district is getting represented in all this water movement so that we do have enough for our farmers, for the people who are living in the cities. I want to make sure our groundwater isn't going to be depleted unnecessarily. So I have a lot of concerns about what's happening with water and the fact that we aren't really being represented on that at all. Now, I know that there are water rights. There's first in time, first in right. There are riparian water rights for folks who live along the river. Those are all pretty standard and not being challenged as far as I know. There are irrigation questions about how much water people can take. That's, again, one of those issues where we should be sitting at the table as a district, and I'm not sure that's being dealt with properly.
Okay, I think some of the water rights are being challenged, that they're having people sign things saying how much water they're using and all that, even though they've had water rights for years. But that's right now, it looks like it's coming out of the state. But protection of private water rights against the feds, you would support that then, right? The ones
existing water rights for sure, especially for farms that are doing everything they can to be responsible farmers, which I think many of them or most of them are. I am concerned, however, I don't have any exact data, but I'm hearing that there are folks who are selling their riparian water rights to Southern California and then pumping groundwater to use on their crops. And that would be an issue that would concern me greatly because we have a limited amount of groundwater up there as well. Those water rights should be used for us, for our crops, for our people. And if they're going to be sold, then that's a whole other issue that needs to be looked at.
I agree. I think down in the Central Valley, they started pumping their own water out and selling it and ended up having salt water back in their wells, which
exactly.
is then we have to then go back and replace that water. So you would then, so I gather from this that you would protect your constituency against a federal grab of water from them.
Yes. Yes, I think I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's, and then I think the other last part of that is they're talking about measuring the amount of water that comes out of own private wells, and starting to tax people on that.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you what I, you know, if they're talking to, again, if they're talking about groundwater, we need to know how much groundwater we have and how much is being used for the same reasons you just talked about. We don't want it pumped dry. We don't want one person starting to, you know, quadruple what they're pumping out of their well and drying up their neighbors' 10 wells. So we're going to have do something to monitor groundwater if, in fact, folks are starting to pump more to replace water river rights that they're selling. So that's something that I would be concerned about. Otherwise, that's not something I've heard about.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on that doesn't hit the surface unless you've got directly involved with this, where they're looking at people signing in, how much water are you using, how much water are you pumping out of your wells. Things that, and Heidi, you're from the North State, that a lot of times they have these rules that make perfect sense on the coast, but don't make sense up here.
Right.
I'm sorry, go on.
And I just want to emphasize that, the issue for me is that we need to be solving these problems. We don't need to, the whole idea of having a representative government right now who's just shutting stuff down, who won't talk, who doesn't want to, you know, work across the aisle to deal with these problems. If we're being overregulated, let's look at those regulations and let's fix them. But we need to be in there working on them, not just saying no to everything and trying to shut the government down. That's my biggest issue with all of this.
It'd be great if we could get both sides to talk to each other, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest Heidi Hall is running for Congress against Doug LaMalfa up here in the 1st Congressional District. And we've been talking about water rights, and we've been talking about where, you know, who Heidi is and where she comes from and those things. We come back, I want to talk about the Affordable Care Act, the Second Amendment, and immigration rights in our remaining time here on the show.
You're listening to KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There has never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to 4 shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, and if I will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts. Man's last stronghold there at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Heidi Hall, who is running for Congress for the 1st Congressional District. A Democrat running against Republican Doug LaMalfa. And Heidi, did you hesitate at all when you threw your hat in the ring?
No, I knew. Once I knew I needed to do something more, and I realized I could be the one. It's been all go since I got in. And you know, I've been kind of fired up by seeing what's going on as well very recently with the government shutdown. I mean, we've got a representative who calls himself a fiscal conservative but had no problem throwing away $24 billion in this shutdown. And I'm very upset about that. And I know that he likes to say, as many of them do, that they didn't shut it down, the president did. But we got internet today, and we can see his votes. And they voted to shut the government down. And the money we lost in there, you know, I'm a fiscal moderate. I don't want us to be wasting money. And I'm very concerned about the amount of money we lost during that. And I want to make sure that doesn't happen again in February.
Yet you said it was okay to raise the debt ceiling. I mean, $27 billion. That's terrible. We shouldn't do that. But I mean, we're spending $1 million a second or $1 million a minute keeping Congress open. And in fact, 87% of the government was still open during the shutdown. I mean, I'm not saying what they did, you know, I'm not saying is that money wasn't wasted or whatever, but, you know, to blame it on one side, I find disingenuous.
Let me correct something. I do think that the debt is an issue, right? I agree with you that we need to work on it. But what I disagree with is holding the government hostage, holding programs that both parties have agreed to fund, holding them hostage in order to immediately do something to bring the debt down. And they didn't do that 17 times under President Reagan and how many 9 times under President Bush. This is not a crisis that we should be holding the government hostage.
Well, doesn't the president have a lot to say about what gets paid during these shutdowns, like not wanting to pay for flying the parents of slain warriors home or there to meet them? That was his choice.
You know, there's a lot that we could nitpick about that on both sides. I agree that it wasn't done. You know, if you're going to do it, it's just a mess to do it.
The point I was trying to make was is that the president has a lot to say. But anyway, this is not me and you. This is us trying to find out. We've got people on the line, but let me ask one question here when we get into the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Give us your thoughts on that.
Okay, I'd be happy to. I think there are two really important things to talk about with this.
Okay.
And the first is that I would love to get the politics out of this completely because, you know, the Obamacare, also known as Affordable Care Act, also known as Romney Care, came out of the 1989 Heritage Plan, from the conservatives. That was their plan because we've had outrageous costs in healthcare and not the best healthcare that you can get in the world for these costs we're paying. So we needed to do something. The Heritage Plan came out. That's been pretty much, adjusted and adapted, but that's pretty much what Obamacare is. So this is not a Democratic plan or a Republican plan. This is a plan that was agreed to, actually, by both sides. That's one important point, because I think we
How many years ago was that? How many years ago was that?
Well, 89 was the Heritage Plan, and we see it playing out in Massachusetts right now, and it's working well.
Is it?
But let me get to the other point.
Is it working out well? I thought it was going into a bankruptcy there.
No, that's not what I'm hearing.
Well, okay.
And
anyway, go on.
Point, but even, yeah, so in either case, what Obamacare does is it takes care of the 15% of the population who's uninsured. And that seems to get lost in all the rhetoric, right? There's all this fear and waving hands around what it's going to do to us and our economy, and it's going to force us all into something, and none of that is true. We're dealing with 15% of the population who are spending their health dollars in emergency centers when they hit a crisis, and which we then end up funding in part from our taxes again. What we're doing is we're getting them into a program that's going to save them health problems, and it's going to save us money in the long run. So I'm not going to say it's perfect, and I'm not going to say it's being rolled out well. I think that's an embarrassment the way it's been rolled out. They've had 3 years to get this database right, and they haven't done that. But the actual program itself is going to be one that people are going to be pretty happy with, ultimately. And it's going to need some fixes. I do. I think one.
I just had somebody come on today. They're AT&T retiree. Their cost of their health care just went up four times, and this is
that's
from
probably because they didn't have any.
No,
I mean, most of the people are coming in saying that their
He was an AT&T. He's an AT&T retiree. He had health care. His costs now have just gone up four times.
Well, it's not going to affect if you have health care through your business, whether you're retired or not. It's not going to affect your health care.
Oh, okay.
This is for the 15% who are uninsured.
Okay, I tell you what. Let's go to the phones. We've had people wanting to call. That's an interesting concept that it's not going to touch the if you've got the health care now, that it's not going to affect you, that you can keep the health care that you had before.
Right.
Well, okay. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Heidi?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of switch gears here, but I had to pick myself up off the floor about the health care comment you just made about being able to keep your health care if you like it, because that's patently not true. But I have a question. My husband and I have been out hunting for the last couple of weeks in U.S. Forest Service property, but we were on main artery road, so we drove through privately held timber ground as well, and we got to the point where we were laughing so hard we could identify the forest ownership because of the condition of the forest. And with so many people out of work right now, my husband said, you know, we could employ so many people cleaning up the U.S. forests. Our forests are a disaster. You go through SPI land, and they've done timber stand improvement. The brush has been controlled. And then you enter Forest Service land, which is owned by the people, as I'm sure your guest knows, and it is a disaster. We took probably 20 photographs and have sent them to our congressman.
I
want to know if your guest would support getting some people back to work, maybe people who are not doing anything by choice, maybe let them earn some of their welfare and Obamacare by getting out there and cleaning our forests up.
Okay.
Getting the, you know, the
right.
Fuel,
going back and
the
doing
it,
like one yeah, of right. like one of the new laws they just passed in California to start clearing out this stuff. What do you think? What do you think, Heidi?
I'm glad she brought that up. That's one of my main issues up here, that the forests are, the public forests are a mess. I believe that the next Grim Fire could happen in our district, and that would severely impact our economy. It would be a danger to our first responders. And it would just be a mess. So I absolutely think we need to be doing much more in our public lands to clean up our forests so that we aren't going to create this huge fire hazard. And that's one of my complaints of the fact that we've had the same party in charge in this district for 30-plus years now, and almost nothing has been done on that. And that would be one of my highest priorities.
I'm glad that's a priority. I mean, I really am, because it's so important out here. We have so many fires, but it – also, then you also know is that every time they try to do something like this, they get into a 5-year lawsuit with the environmental team that wants them to not cut it. And in fact, Sierra Pacific, every time they want to cut a portion of their own land, it takes 2 years to do that.
Yeah, and
is there a way to streamline that?
I think we've got some fixes happening now on the state level, and I certainly think we can put some fixes in place in the federal level as well. And like your caller said, I'm mostly concerned with the public lands. They're the ones that are, that need some work done. And I agree that we can be putting people to work doing that as well.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here again. Our guest, Heidi Hall, and we're talking, we've talked Obamacare, and we've talked about thinning out forests and keeping them a little bit safer. When we come back, I want to talk about immigration and the Second Amendment. We'll be right back after these words.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme, a star-spangled event. Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino, beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 48 degrees out there, 8:45 in the morning.
All right, Wednesday morning on the 30th, we're going to be in a live remote in front of Out West Furniture. You know, that's on Eureka. For Fill a Bag, Feed a Family, it is One Safe Place Domestic Violence Awareness. With the shelters are, of course, Christmas time, they always get low. So they are looking for canned goods, checks, anything that, you know, that can fill a bag and feed a family. So we just want to let you know to please come join us as you're driving by. Bring some food.
Our guest today is Heidi Hall, who is the Democrat congressional candidate for our district up here. She's from, I believe, Grass Valley, right, Heidi?
That's right.
Okay, and we've been talking forest and all that. Let's talk immigration reform.
Yeah.
Right now in California is issuing licenses to people here illegally. They're giving scholarships to people here illegally. I actually thought that I heard something about is to try and make California a sanctuary state. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what that means, honestly. I think about immigration is that we need to do something different than what we're doing now, and I'm pretty open to what the solutions are. We put a lot of security on their border already, and that really doesn't seem to be a very good solution. We've got people in this country kids who've grown up here and don't really end up belonging to one country or another, and that's not a good solution. And we're spending a lot of money on this, and we have people who spend 10 years or more waiting to find out their legal status, and that's just inhumane. So I think we need to do something that gives folks who are here a pathway to citizenship, and we're going to need to do something to make it more attractive.
Can you give me a specific like, well, first of all, when kids are born here, they're automatically American citizens as soon as they're born here. And people that come here illegally, having to wait 10 years to find something out. I've had people that have migrated here legally. It's taken them 3 years. We need to do something about that. But what is a specific you would do to fix this immigration problems? I mean, and we do. It's horrible. What we have now has got to be changed. So what would you do? If you were going to introduce a bill, what would it say, the first thing?
Well, the first thing I would say is that we need to make the pathway to citizenship equitable across the board, and we need to make it work for folks who come in legally. We need to put them on the fast track, and the folks who come in illegally, we need to have a system in place. The other thing I would want us to look at is what we used to have with a guest worker program, which worked pretty well.
And that, was a great program. No, I agree with that. That was a great program, and it was ended, I think, by the union. Cesar Chavez did not support that.
Yeah. Well, it would have to work out with existing workers, just like it has to work out with existing workers right now. But that worked out well, and I think, that's something that we could look at again. It would have to be adapted to today. Things are different today, but I don't have any really clear and fast.
Do you believe that there should be the card that employee check, and where you go in when you go into a job that you have to, you have to be in a database someplace. If you're not, then you don't get hired.
I don't know how well that would work. I'm not sure that we're having databases and checking people off. I'm not sure that's really what we're looking at. We're looking at creating a system that's functional, so people can, when they're here, there is something for them to do to either become a citizen or to go back to their country, but not to be sitting here in legal limbo.
Who should be sent back? When you say return to their country, who should be sent back?
Well, for anybody who isn't, who's criminal, anybody who's a criminal or who's got legal issues, those are people we're going to be sending back for sure, and I'm pretty sure we're doing that pretty well right now. But again, if we had something like a guest worker program where folks could come over for a while and then they could go back for a while, and they weren't going to be punished every time they crossed the border here, that would resolve a lot of the issues, and it would save us a lot of money as well.
Do you support the idea of people here illegally having driver's licenses?
I think that's, I think that's kind of a stopgap thing. It's not something that I would want to see instituted on a permanent basis for everyone. But when you've got this kind of a problem where people are waiting years and years and years, I'd rather have them be in the system for driving than not be in the system at all. So I think if we can fix the pathway to citizenship, then we won't have that as an issue.
Okay. Hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here, and our last break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the Second Amendment and how you feel about that. And then there's and also photo ID. For voting. That was a question that comes in. I'm getting a lot of questions off the chat pack here.
Okay,
our guest is Heidi Hall, and she is the Democrat congressional candidate. She's thrown her hat in the ring against Congressman LaMalfa. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Redding.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, tomorrow, hey, Haven Humane's gonna be with us. We've got, Haven Humane and,
Soup Kitchen.
Soup Kitchen, that's right. That's coming this week,
Celebrity
too.
Celebrity Soup Kitchen.
That's also on the 30th. We've got a lot of things happening on the 30th.
Golden Umbrella, right. That, of course, raises funds for the seniors who need money for food.
Our guest is Heidi Hall, and congressional candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Democrat. And the here's two questions. Voter ID, for or against? Showing an ID for to vote.
Yeah, I am a big advocate for letting people vote, making voting easy and simple. That's one of the most fundamental rights we have, what the system we've got now is fine. We don't have a lot of voter fraud. I mean, when you're looking at states that are talking about all kinds of new IDs because of voter fraud, the statistics about voter fraud just don't hold that up. So I feel very strongly about our right to vote needs to be made simple and clear and easy.
How about just voting online?
It would have to be made secure. I think that would be great, but I'd have to be convinced that that could be done securely.
Okay. Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Do you think that semi-automatic weapons should be banned?
Wow, you jumped right in there, didn't you?
Well, that's the big question. Do you think semi-automatic weapons should be banned?
Well, and I'll tell you, I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. I am concerned about having no regulations whatsoever on weapons. I know that
there's thousands of gun laws out here. The question is, do you believe that semi-automatic rifles should be banned?
I think they should be regulated.
What do you mean by regulated?
Well, I don't think they should be carried in public places. I don't think you should be able to use them wherever and whenever you want. I think they need to be kept to places that are meant for guns to be carried and used.
Where's that?
I think those are reasonable. Sorry?
When you said they shouldn't be used any place or any time you want, when is that?
I don't think it's safe or wise or necessary for us to make it possible for people to carry semi-automatic weapons into a Starbucks, into a library, into a school. There's just far too much possibility for violence. And so I think we need to have regulations around that.
So
I want them to be reasonable.
Okay, so do you believe in a national gun database where your name is kept if you buy a semi-automatic weapon?
A database? Well, I think we could do the same thing that the NRA is doing, which is keeping background data, and making sure we have background checks, yeah.
Background checks
I'm for sure. 83% of the population is for background checks. There are a lot of responsible gun owners who agree that would be a wise thing to do.
Let me go back to the semi-automatic weapon, because I'm not sure exactly. Would you vote for a ban of semi-automatic weapons? That was the question that was brought up by, I think, Feinstein brought up over a ban of semi-automatic weapons from the citizens of the United States. Would you support that?
It would depend on what's in the bill. I hate to not be able to give you just a yes or no, but it would depend on what's in the bill. I don't want to see them being carried in public. I would want them very severely restricted where they can be carried and used.
How about handguns, semi-automatic handguns? Can they be carried in public?
I would say the same thing I just said.
Can they be carried? Do you support concealed carry?
I'm not sure where I would go on that. I think we have to be very careful with when we talk about the Second Amendment rights, that we don't just jump to everything and nothing, and we need to take into account who's carrying them and why and for what purposes. We need to look at the data on violence.
Your constituency up here has got a high percentage, I mean, one of the highest percentages in the state on people that are allowed to carry concealed weapons.
I know they do, and I know that I would disagree with some of your listeners on this issue. This would be a tough issue, but I think there's common ground on the right to carry and bear arms and to have background checks and make sure that there are responsible gun owners out there using guns. I think I've got a kind of a middle of the road position on that.
Well, I tell you what, I thank you so much for being here. I would say that what your answers are probably doesn't represent a large majority of the people as far as Second Amendment. I think that I've really enjoyed talking with you, and you are quick on your feet and you stand up for what you believe in, though, and that's good. So
wonderful. Well, I'd say 83% of the people support background checks. I'd say there's a number of
we already do background checks.
Constituents. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Well, we do background checks in California, and
right.
And they just voted down, and the state or the governor just vetoed the banning the semi-automatic rifles out here. So
yeah.
Anyway, Heidi, next time you're in town, we'd love to have you in the station, and we hope that this isn't the last time you want to be on, because we need to continue to talk to you, especially as the election gets closer.
Yeah, I'd be happy to come on again. I'm always interested in and talking to folks about this stuff.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Heidi Hall, running for Congress against LaMalfa here. She stood up. She had a lot of questions there, but it's going to be interesting as time goes on as to how she defines those answers.
And the season begins.
And the season begins. again, tomorrow, Haven Humane in the Soup Kitchen on. We got a lot of things going this week. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This world from dragging me down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More evidence today that the economy was slowing even before this month's government shutdown. The Fed says factory production edged up just 0.1% last month. Signed contracts for existing homes dropped in September to a 9-month low.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index declined 5.6 to 101.6, the lowest level in 9 months. The decline pushed the index below its year-ago level. It's the first time that's happened in almost 2.5 years. Mortgage rates reached a 2-year peak in August and remained elevated in September.
SRN's Jeremy House. Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans plan to turn up the heat on the Obama administration this week as the GOP tries to find out exactly how many people have been able to sign up for Obamacare. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testifies before a House panel on